What up, AI?
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
I don't know. Same fight, different round.
Yeah, but you seem to be on the come up now. You got this documentary that premieres at the Tribeca Film Festival this Sunday. When will we see this documentary?
I'm upset you couldn't make it to see the premiere of it, man.
No.
But I make sure, you know, I make sure you get something real exclusive, man. You ain't even got to get up and go nowhere.
Well, what about the rest of us who aren't Tom Joyner? Do you think people will be able to see
I'll
this?
Share. I'll share. I'll share. Don't worry
you
about
will.
Them.
You'll share, though.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we gonna learn from this documentary that we don't know about Allen Iverson?
I don't know about learning a whole much. Like, it ain't a real message to it or anything like that. It's just another life of a kid growing up in the ghetto, and you know, the trials and tribulations, things that we gotta go through to try to, you know, accomplish our goals. So it's basically like, I know it's gonna be touching and moving to the people that's from there, because obviously they went through all of the situations that I had to go through with me, and then guys my age, you know, had to grow up in that environment. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you got the younger generation to get a chance to, you know, see that story and know that anything's possible and they can make it out of it.
Hey, AI, you know, there's still this perception that there's nothing but thugs in the NBA.
Right.
And the media wants to point the finger at you all the time. Well, back in the day, with your tattoos and your cornrows, and you didn't want,
right.
And I don't want to practice that whole thing. So, how do you feel about the thug perception now in the NBA?
Listen, I don't look at those guys as thugs. You know, it's ironic that you brought up the practice thing, because, you know, that's in the documentary, and that'll explain it to everybody, and, you know, everybody will look at that situation a whole different way from, you know, how they've been looking at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They only played that sound bite. They didn't play why I said it that many times and why I was so frustrated about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the NBA now, you know, I was so happy to come into the NBA with my own identity, my own style. You know, it wasn't because, you know, I didn't have the cornrows because, you know, I was thugging. You know, I was tired of going from city to city and people messing my hair up. And then I got a couple of tattoos.
Right.
And I got, huh?
No, we were just agreeing with you.
I got addicted to the tattoos. And I dressed the way guys from around my neighborhood dressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they wasn't used to that, obviously. And then once all of the other kids or other young guys started doing what I was doing, you know, I guess that raised a bunch of eyebrows. And I basically took a ass whooping for that, you know what I mean? But it was kind of bittersweet because it enabled other guys to be themselves and feel comfortable about, you know, who they were. And like I said, it was bittersweet because, you know, I got beat down for it and, you know, I was the main target.
Yeah.
But, you know,
all right.
I'm proud of in the same sense.
All right, AI. Excuse me, Dominic. I got to get this in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a what would you do, Allen Iverson? What would you do, Allen Iverson, if your son, Allen Iverson II, walked into the house in Laker gear from head to toe, including the Kobe 9 Elite sneakers? What would you do?
I probably wouldn't do anything because I probably was the one that bought it for him. So I wouldn't. I mean, that's the way it go. I mean, he liked the way I play. He loved the way I play. But, you know, he got his. He's a fan of different guys, and you know, he loved Kobe and LeBron and all of those guys. So, you know, after games, I used to tell them to sign a pair of sneakers so I could take them home for them.
Mm.
And, you know, it's all love, man. You know what I mean? You're not going to just love one basketball player. You know, guys have different talent, different styles
uh-huh.
of play. And you know, my son is a big fan of the game, so it wouldn't bother me at all.
I see your politics
new,
in your face.
Your new sneaker.
What are you?
Your new sneaker, excuse me, your new sneaker is pastel colored.
Right.
Whose idea was that?
Whose idea was a pastel color sneaker?
This is a generational thing, man. this is a different culture.
This is what
these young guys like. That
they
type
do
of, you know, that type of stuff. And I never could imagine it. But
I can imagine you in pastel sneakers. So.
I mean, I would be obviously not doing the politically right thing, saying that I wouldn't wear them, but.
No. You said you wouldn't wear them back then.
But you don't have the checks either.
And you should have came out with
a line. Yeah, I wouldn't wear them back then.
And you should have came out with a line of ankle bracelets when you shook Mike like that.
Wow. Alan Iverson.